Hello, Samantha?
Hi, John. It's Samantha here. Is it a good time? Can you talk?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I got to the depth of the actual issue, and I had a detailed discussion with the publication team as well in order to understand what exactly is required from my end to do that. Now, they explained this to me, which I knew for sure, but I just needed a confirmation from them as well. See, there are two ways of publishing a book. One of them is self-publication. The other one is traditionally published books. That is where you usually find the official imprint of the publication houses. At this point of time, I told them to make an exception and, you know, go ahead and upload the imprint and the name, you know, in the in that column, the publisher's column, in order to take the responsibility. They've put down two major concerns in front of me. If you make the change right now, your book will not be sustainable, and it might go down. Amazon might put it down because the ISBNs that we are using on your book, they have a different imprint. We cannot change that because it's already purchased. Okay, number one. Number two, it will take at least 2 to 3 months for us to have that name there. And if our name goes there, you will have to come on a royalty sharing percentage contract with us, because that's how traditionally published books are usually gone out in the market. If there is a name of a certain publisher, they take a certain percentage from your sales. I was thinking, John, instead of you moving forward, you know, and going through all of these hassles, why aren't you moving forward with the self-publication at this point of time, rather than taking a longer route and then having the royalty sharing kind of a thing? Because if I look at your package as well, it's not mentioned that your book will be traditionally published.
No, but I can send you two things here to actually validate my case. It's the chat that I did originally with, and her name was Ailey Stringfellow.
Okay.
And it's absolutely, she said, because I said, the only reason I want to publish, you know, I'm a designer, I book publish, I want it. The logo. I don't want to self-publish. Mm-hmm. I can do that. I've done that in the past. That is not the route I wanted. If I'm going to spend $3,000,
you wanted the name.
I wanted the logo. I wanted the name. And she absolutely said it. Now, let me tell you another thing. I did a chat this morning just for my own sake to see if maybe you guys have changed the policy. And this guy, his name, Max Wilson, I don't know if it's their real name, but I had a chat this morning, and he told me the same thing when I asked and I did a screenshot that it will be on the logo on Amazon listing and as the publisher of Penguin. And he said, also, absolutely. So, and it's all well explained. So, well, I don't understand then the change in this approach. I don't understand what's going on.
I'll be very honest with you, John. I'm not even getting the root of it, you know. Now that you've mentioned this, I'm going to go ahead and investigate those chat correspondence that you're talking about, the chat transcripts. You spoke to Max, right, recently?
Yes, recently this morning I spoke to Max. And back then in November,
that was Haley.
I signed the contract. It was Ailey Stringfellow, and I can send you also that if you want. But
can you do me a favor? Can you send this to Rachel?
Yeah, I can do that. But my point is, it was the only reason I went with you guys.
I understand.
Even Amazon, and let me tell you, Amazon, it was in December. Amazon was contacting me and say, look, we publish your book. We do all the things that you guys said in my list. We'll do it for $750. We get a special deal. You got to book it right now. Blah, 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 blah. You know?
Yeah, well, we do that. We do that, but it's just that it's not going to happen in a 24-hour process. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. But I understand if somebody
waiting. Samantha, I'm not under a time pressure. I've been waiting. I mean, since in December, I was talking with even the Stringfellow. I said, I don't need the book to be out in December or early January. I can wait. I don't have a deadline for this. So that having said that, I waited now so many months. I don't.
Hello.
So maybe another thing I can do is I purchased them myself. I mean, I know I have a guy at Booker that I get for $35 a nice ISBN number. I can reprocess. We get a different ISBN number, and we reload the thing the right way.
Okay, John, if there's no rush on the book, see, we can use the imprint, but not right now. We'll need to give your account some time in order to have the imprint sustained on the account. That's what I got from the publication team. So if you're saying that you're not in a rush to have the book live, can we take it down and try uploading it again with the imprint?
Yeah, I mean, let's try that. Or like you said, maybe... leave it and then re-upload that back cover with the logo.
After once some time,
there is some,
yes.
You know, something like that. But for me, I'm not going to do my campaign because I don't want people to think that I did self-publishing.
Then let me just take it down. How about that? So that people cannot, you know, see the book online. How about that? Do you want us to take it down? Can you confirm if there are any pre-orders so far?
I don't see any pre-order. Where would you see that?
On the Amazon dashboard. You know, once you log in, there is a column, the dashboard for the authors to actually navigate through the statistics and sales. So that's where you need to go and check it out. John, you do that. Let me look into these chats and let me see if we can put the book down for now, temporarily. What do you think? What exactly do you want me to do? Because this is the best option that I see at this point of time.
For me, I think that we need to change that ISBN number and do it. I don't want it to appear because even if you are a bookstore, let's say a book million.
John, I cannot hear you. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, John, I believe we have a bad connection. Let me just disconnect and call you back. Thank you.